The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Johnny, we have not spent nearly enough time talking about Brad Pitt.
That's true. It's been like at least a couple months.
It's been at least a couple of months, and there's been so much drama in his life, and we just never talk about him. So today we're doing like a doubleheader, Brad Pitt doubleheader. So here we go. Entertainment Tonight claims Brad Pitt is not ready to get serious with any of the women he is dating. I'm very curious how many women he's dating.
I don't know. I've lost track.
So a source tells the TV show he's in no way to get serious with anyone. He invites his dates to his house and never takes them out in public. This sounds less like dating and more like something else.
Yeah.
It's been a year and a half since the split with Angelina, but it still feels too soon for him. Dating hasn't been a priority because Brad wants to spend more time with the kids. He's also been spending a lot of time learning to play guitar and hanging with his musician friends. So, interesting.
So kind of like a, not a midlife crisis, but more of like a late life crisis. Maybe he's realizing some of the more important things like learning music and doing all that. He just doesn't want to tie down.
Maybe he's doing those things so that by the time he gets around to dating, like he'll be interesting and more well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. I can't get inside Brad Pitt's head. If I could read Brad Pitt's mind, I would be a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. And
I would sell the secrets.
Sell Brad Pitt's secrets. That'd be great. Check this out. Another one of Brad Pitt's exes, Jennifer Aniston, talking with one of her friends, Courtney Cox.
Nice.
According to this story from HollywoodLife.com, looks like Courtney is urging Jennifer not to reconcile with Brad Pitt. A source told the website Courtney immediately reached out to Jennifer, urging her to leave Brad in the past after hearing rumors that Jen may be rekindling things with her ex.
Okay.
Now, Courtney was with Jen through it all, with Brad and with Justin as well. So through good times and the bad, Courtney has helped Jen through relationship issues over the years, and she still feels very protective of her friend. Courtney pressured Jen as she issued a stern warning: move forward and find someone new.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So Courtney's warning made it clear to Jen that friendly conversation with Brad may be okay, but she better not jump back in bed with him just because she's feeling weak or is going through a tough breakup.
Well, I feel like Courtney Cox she sounds like a really bossy friend.
She does.
I mean, I'm sure she's got it, you know, best interests at heart and all that, but yikes.
I mean, she was a bossy friend as Monica, so obviously she's a bossy friend in real life. Mm. So
typecast, I get it.
I'm just glad they're remaining friends.
Me too.
I think that's cool, but you kind of need that mean friend every once in a while,
someone to tell you the truth. That's true.
So, but I mean, so Brad Pitt's just so good looking, though.
I know.
It's so hard.
I know. Like, if I was Jennifer Aniston, what would I do?
I know. Right?
Yeah, hard to say.
It's a tough choice, but that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.
98.3 The Coast.